Welcome to another motivational interview. I'm Wayne Kelly. Hey, today I am so thrilled to have back on this show Tim Sanders. Now, Tim is an international speaker. He's a consultant to Fortune 1000 companies, and I know you've heard that from a lot of the experts that we've had on here, but Tim has walked the walk, he talks the talk, and he went sideways for a few years, and we're going to get his story in just a couple of moments. But first, I have to say, I'm just such a huge fan of Tim's because everything he writes, I almost feel like he's looking into my life, and I get to say, okay, this is how I get to change. This is how I can become better as a person, and I learn from all of his books. It's my third time of getting to interview the one and only Tim Sanders. Welcome back, Tim.
Are you kidding? My pleasure.
Congratulations, another new book. Today We Are Rich. First off, I have to say, your first two books, life-changing. Love is the Killer App really changed how I read books, how I digested them. Love that information. And then when we got to the second book was Your Likeability Factor.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I mean,
you know, that was written for the radio community originally.
Was it?
Well, sure. I mean, I wrote The Likeability Factor because I was brought in to speak at a radio conference, and this guy says, you know, some of these morning show folks, not you, some of these morning show folks, like, they win them on the air, and then they crush people in the halls.
Yeah.
And they're getting syndicated, because if you don't, you know this, it's about relationships.
Yeah.
So I spoke to, like, 400, and there were several that thought that likability was a personality trait.
And it's not.
No, it's an emotional intelligence trait, right? So, but anyway, I wrote it primarily for them, and then it was just a report. And then my publisher's like, wow, we need to make a book. So,
wow.
So what can I tell you?
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Now yep. I learned something new.
Yep. Don Anthony, you know, the morning show boot camp.
Oh,
wow.
Yep.
2003.
Wow.
Long time ago.
I've always loved your story because you started out as a musician.
I did.
Then all of a sudden you ended up, you know, working in the corporate world. And now all of a sudden here you are doing speaking and writing these great books. I've just loved watching your journey. Now, I was surprised when I did a little research about your new book called Today We Are Rich about living sideways, that a lot of people, you know, life is not growing for them. They're just kind of stuck in a rut and they're not going anywhere for sometimes a decade. You went through it for what, 13 years?
Yeah, I did. Think about it this way. We all know what a recession is. That's when the economy stops growing, right? It recedes a little bit. People have personal recessions and they stop growing and they lose their confidence and they find ways to sabotage opportunities and they ignore their family and they focus more on themselves and the people. So I call it moving sideways. And a lot of us have it for different reasons. Some people are having it now because of the economy. But for me, it happened because my father was murdered. And it was when I was young and impressionable. I was raised by my grandmother to have faith and to believe in looking at the positive side of life. And when this happened to him, I got to be honest with you, Wayne, I threw everything in the garbage. And I said, look, how's that working for me? And I became a more selfish, internally focused person. I was Mr. Devil's Advocate, you know, whenever anybody had an idea. And for 13 years, I just was like one step forward, one step back. And to cut a long story short, the book for the whole thing, I went home to my hometown. And I saw a water tower on the way, the one where my grandmother took me in as a kid and decided to raise me so my dad could pursue his career. And I realized I had one more chance if I'd take it. And I called her. I admitted I'd been a turd for the last 13 years. Mm. And she put me back on the plan, the same plan that people from the 30s, her generation, got on. Napoleon Hill wrote it. Norman Vincent Peale wrote it. 4 years later, I'm the chief solutions officer at Yahoo on a rocket. So I'm telling you, it doesn't just work for me, it works for other people. And you just got to get back on that horse. And it's not an attitude issue. It's about spending a few hours a day investing in your outlook.
So when you talk about confidence, what does that mean to you?
Okay, so psychologically, when you say a person has confidence, what you mean is they expect to be successful in a given situation.
Yeah.
So a quarterback's got confidence because he says, man, we're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's not about just self-confidence either, right? It's this holistic thing. I have a belief that I can do it. I'm competent. But man, I have a belief in my team that together we can totally do it. And when all else fails, there's something bigger than all of us. So if it's me personally, it's my faith. If it's a business person like Cuban, Mark Cuban, I used to work for him, it's about his belief that good companies are always rewarded by the market in the long run. And for an athlete, sometimes, you know, if you go to a college or you're playing hockey somewhere, you're like, it's my city. But whatever that greater than yourself cause is, that's the one that gives you total confidence when all else fails. And you got to build them.
Let's talk quickly about the law of attraction, which has been really big for the last, let's say, 5 years.
Yep.
You're saying, you know, that's not enough.
No. And if Napoleon Hill could come out of his grave, he would say it's half the battle.
Okay.
See, there's two laws that they wrote about in the 30s and the 40s. The Secret was based on it. I hope there's a sequel. The law of attraction has a lot to do with your mind and what you attract into your life by what you think. And I think that's important. Or as Billy, my grandmother, says, it's necessary but not sufficient. It's the foundation. It's not the roof.
Mm-hmm.
There's another law. And this is the important one, Wayne, the law of reciprocity. The law of reciprocity says people in life give you back what you give them. So all you get in life is what you give.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's not just about thinking positive, it's about living positive. So if you are down on your luck, go find someone who's worse off than you and help them because you can. And when you do, it'll change the feedback that comes into your life and it'll give you unique confidence. If you're worried about some big pitch you've got to go make or a job interview, why don't you prepare yourself through rehearsal and the acquisition of specialized knowledge so that by that investment, they will reciprocate by listening to you and believing what you say. So that's the other part of The Secret. I'm not down on it, but believe you me, if The Secret came out today instead of 2006 at the top of the market, I'm not so sure people would buy the idea that life's a menu for you to fill out and take.
If you were to do a two-minute seminar right now on how people can change their lives, what would you say? What would you pass on for us?
So here we go. Step one, feed your mind good stuff. Be just as judicious about what you put into your head as about what you put into your mouth. When you get up every morning, protect the first 30 minutes to build your confidence by reading powerful stuff that makes you better at what you do. Do not go online and check your email first thing because you're exposing yourself to the outside world's random influence. Stop following negative people on cable news or specifically on Facebook. When you go to work, managers, Chicken Little must fry. Do not reward people for bringing the rest of the group down. Exercise your gratitude muscle every day, as Billy told me. Wake up and think about two people that just helped you yesterday and think about who's in your path today. And here's the last thing, the most important thing you got to do, and that is always follow a purpose. Don't get caught in the self-help crack of following your passions. That's what kids do. But as adults, we live a life of service where we believe in ourselves because we believe we're rich in meaning. In other words, we're sharing and we're making a difference. It's easy for Steve Jobs to say, do what you love or don't show up on Monday, because he's got a billion reasons to believe that. Yeah. I wasted 13 years of my life following a passion, and my family paid the price. And there you go. Timer just went off on me.
Brilliant information. The new book is called Today We Are Rich, but I do have to encourage everybody to go back and find everything that Tim has done. It's all brilliant. Thank you so much for being on the show again.
Wayne, you rock. And to the listeners, we're giving away that entire Feed Your Mind Good Stuff chapter, like 30 pages. And all you got to do is just go to timsanders.com, my name, timsanders.com. It's free on your Kindle or whatever. Enjoy it. Talk to me.
A great interview, and you're giving stuff away free, Tim. Thank you very much. Once again, if you want to get free stuff, you need to get all of his books. You need to learn from this man. Go to his website, timsanders.com. That's it for another motivational interview. I'm Wayne Kelly. Thanks for listening.